With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. Fans of the touring Broadway shows at Michigan State University's Wharton Center are finding out today what's in store for the 2026-27 season. We have the full schedule on a special Tuesday edition of our series Inside the Arts. This October, the season will open with The Notebook, a musical adaptation of the Nicholas Sparks book and film. A love story is told in three stages of life, with three sets of actors playing the characters as they age. Wharton Center Senior Marketing Manager Tara Paplowski says bring your tissues, because it's emotional.
Then when you put that score behind it by Ingrid Michaelson, it really elevates those emotions, and I think we're going to have a lot of waterworks, not just on stage in the lovely rain scene, but also in the audience.
Yes, the production includes the movie's famous rain scene with real water. Hell's Kitchen arrives next January. It's based on the life and music of Alicia Keys. Wharton Executive Director Eric Olmscheid says it captures everything you want in a big new musical.
This girl is on fire!
In the sense that it's spectacular choreography, great scenic elements, and of course at the core of it is her music. Much of it is known because it's her catalog and songs that are very popular. But she also wrote a handful of tunes specifically for the Broadway show that are brand new for this story.
In February of 2027, Boop the Musical will be at Wharton. Eric Olmscheid says the production is a new take on the classic cartoon character Betty Boop.
It's a family-friendly, all-ages musical comedy, and everyone kind of knows Boop as a black and white animation character, and that's where the show starts. And then she jumps off of the screen, so to speak, being an animation character, and into real life, into a colorful New York City in present day.
The longest run of the coming season, 3 weeks, marks the return of Disney's The Lion King in April of next year. It will be the fourth time Lion King has been at Wharton. Olmscheid says every few years there's a new generation of young theatergoers who haven't seen it, and it's the same spectacle it's always been.
It's 17 trucks, 200 puppets, a massive cast, and the Circle of Life procession will happen right through the middle of Wharton Center.
Seats will be removed to create two aisles for the procession into the Great Hall of Wharton Center. Olmscheid is also pleased that the Tony Award winner for Best Musical, The Outsiders, will arrive next June.
Of course, it's the age-old story from, you know, set in the 60s in Tulsa. Essie Hinton wrote this as a very young girl, based in the greasers and the socias, the haves and the have-nots. And that story just comes to life beautifully.
Finding beauty in the fold, it's the only way to keep from growing old. My friend, stay gold.
Like The Notebook, The Outsiders also includes a scene with falling rain. The season will wrap up with this classic. The Phantom of the Opera returns from August 25th to September 5th next year. Tara Paplowski likes this production over earlier versions she's seen.
This is the best production of Phantom that I've seen, and I was not a big fan of Phantom before. I am a big fan of Phantom now. The sets are extravagant, the costumes are extravagant. It's fresh, yet nostalgic in the way that it needs to be.
Wharton will also have two returning musicals not included in the season package, Beetlejuice this September and Six in December. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. The Wharton Center is a financial supporter of WKAR.